Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm doing good, really good. I'm super excited about the opportunity. Obviously, don't take it lightly. TB does a great job leading me, helping me so far, and continue to help me throughout the game. So just super excited, grateful for the opportunity, and prepare like I do every week.
Hey, when Sean talked about the experience for a lot of you guys who don't necessarily start, being able to understand the scheme, the system, how does that help you, just the experience you've had, being able to plug and play yourself into a week like this?
I mean, it starts from the beginning. I think you just keep learning day by day in this system. You keep learning. You learn from other guys. You learn from your mistakes when you're in there. Learn from other guys when they're out there. And then you just keep building off that, I think. And then it continues to grow, like building blocks, dominoes effect over throughout the year. So I just think you keep continuing to learn, grow from your mistakes, and keep preparing.
How much easier is it for you that you kind of got thrown into this already on Thursday night? So, you know, your first start isn't really going to be your first start. You've almost had a full game of this already.
Yeah. Like I said, I just prepare each week the same. Go about my business. Say the routine that I got, that I've had, and then, continue to take the reps, watch the plays, get it corrected, get help from other guys, continue to communicate in meetings on the field, walkthroughs, and just prepare like I'm the starter. I feel like that's what I've done since I've been here, and I'm going to keep doing that.
Does it at least take a little bit of the edge off the nerves, though?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, like I said, I should try to prepare the same each week, but yeah. Getting the reps actually in practice does help.
Because the game's at home, it's going to be a loud crowd when you're on the field.
Yeah.
Can you walk us through the communication that requires then, knowing you can't really talk to Dorian or anybody else?
Just signaling and knowing that I got to get around for the whole defense, back seven, back guys behind me to the field, the boundary, even to the D-line on some things, just making sure they get the calls, communicating, being loud, and knowing that when that play, call, whatever's coming, and anticipating it and getting communicated and letting other guys know so they can communicate it too.
Not just this year, but in the last couple of years, this is a defense that has fought through injuries and still managed to be a productive unit. Why do you think that is? What is it about this team, this defense, that no matter who's out there, you guys can weather the storm?
I just think you just look at the guys that have come in. I mean, you stay ready. You keep preparing. You look at the guys that have done it, J-Mark, Cam, me. I mean, and it continues to go on. I think the guys before us set a great example. They were ready. And then you learn from that and you keep going.
Is that a conscious effort from, you know, the second team guys that, you know, you guys are preparing as if you're playing even though you're not a starter?
It's got to be. I mean, that's the only way to do it. If not, then you would have some fallback, but you haven't seen that here. The coaches do a great job, obviously. It's a big credit to them getting the young guys ready when they get here, knowing, like, what it means to be out there and knowing what it takes. So I don't think anybody on the defense takes it lightly.
When Bobby Babich, I don't know if it was last year or 2 years ago, challenged you to take over, to be the mic. I'm not sure if you remember that in practice. Yeah. How big of an opportunity was that? And what did you learn from it? And what did you think of it? Is there any way you could have envisioned here you are today?
Yeah. I mean, I always have envisioned that. Like, that's one of my goals. Has been a goal. Last year, a goal was to start. I got the start. So we continue to keep going after my goals and envisioning that, keep preparing, and then yeah, when the opportunity comes, just keep playing, keep going.
What do you remember from that moment?
Really just being – I try to stay in the moment, honestly. I just try to be right where my feet are. I think that's what I've been trying to do the best this year, just staying where my feet are. All right, this is a play. This is a rep in meetings on the walkthrough practice. All right, if it's Indy, I'm here, right, this rep. If I'm on the team, period, all right, this rep, situation, everything.
How comfortable are you with Dorian? Assuming you guys had some second-team reps together a month ago.
Good.
Makes it a little easier now.
I think it's a lot easier knowing that I've played well before, played well last year, and then have played well this year too. So it's helped me just knowing what he's got to do, And Dorian's continuing to grow, getting better, and he'll continue to do that.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.